welcome back to the Feel Better Faster Breakup Podcast. My name is Leon Schatz, and I'm here to share with you tips and tricks on how to feel better faster if you've gone through a breakup or a divorce or some kind of painful loss of another fellow human that you love. And this is a good episode. I'm excited about the topic of asking the right questions. As I humbly tell you how good the podcast episode is, I love it. I'm already manifesting the right kinds of future. So I'm setting an example for you of how to ask the right questions. Instead of saying things like, is this podcast going to suck? I just went for it and I'm saying, will this podcast be good? How will it be good? So this is what we're going to talk about. Just different ways we can train ourselves to just say those positive things, reinforce those positive things, and the power of doing that as we are going through some of these painful times. It's so easy to get on that negative spiral of saying, why did this happen? Why didn't that person love me enough? Why wouldn't that person change for me? Why did this happen? What could I have done different? What could I have done better? These are all really powerful questions, but they're powerful questions that don't lead us to a better place. They force us to stay in the past, and often, even if we were to solve that riddle of why did this happen, what different things could I have done, it won't change the past. It won't change all the things that led up to this moment where now, right now, your heart hurts. And so it really is important to just take a look at it. And I don't know if you've done it, but I know I did. I spent a long time in this painful place of just trying to figure out what I could have done differently, where I messed up, basically. And that's a lot of pressure to put on myself. And another thing that, I realized eventually is it wasn't just me. It was a team effort that got us to where we were. But it really is a powerful thing to just shift that question, the thing you're asking yourself. And so let's start with just the defining empowering questions. So empowering questions typically begin with what or how, and they are often simple, intuitive, or spontaneous. So questions that begin with when a lot of times can also be empowering when they're not used to satisfy the coach, the person's desire for the information that is going to reinforce your previous belief and whatever it is. So those are just kind of some of those things that you can kind of look for as you are trying to reframe the way you ask your questions. And this is all tied into the reticular activating system, which is pretty fascinating. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this, but just a little bit behind that, they have the whole, the example that I always hear people give is about when you buy a new car, all of a sudden you start to see that car everywhere. And it's because your awareness has gone up to that. And with the case of a breakup, at least in my situation, it was my ex's car. Actually, like, I started seeing that car everywhere I looked. It was mind-boggling how many of those cars. It also, when you first start into a relationship, it's the same kind of thing. So when you get excited about something, you start to find it more. But when you fear it or you have that pain, you start to find it more. It doesn't discriminate on whether or not it's something you associate as good or bad. It just is what you focus your attention on has a tendency to be revealed to you in your life. The debate is out whether or not that was always there, and now that you just have an awareness for it, or if you can actually somewhat start to manifest those things that you want in your life. So by asking these questions about what can I do right now to make my life feel better, to make what can I do to be stronger right now? What can I do to be happy? Then it sets your brain on a course of trying to solve that riddle. And if you just ask yourself questions of why am I so sad? What what is making me so sad? Just shifting it just a tiny little bit will allow your brain to answer those questions in a way that serve you and help you grow and help you just overcome this pain and this fear, because all of a sudden the thing you're looking at, the thing you're looking towards is positive and encouraging. And it takes some time to get there, just like all of these things, but this is a really huge piece to get there a little bit faster. So the reticular activating system, I highly recommend spend some time looking it up, get to know about it. Because it's a powerful tool within our very complex, wonderful brains. But it really does allow you to move forward with, you know, somewhat of the law of attraction moving you towards. And even as you start getting towards that element of wanting to try to date again, it allows you to really identify and say, what kind of person am I interested in having as a partner at this point? And it allows you to look for those things. And as you start to look for those things, that's the kind of person that you're going to encounter more often than not. And even if you don't encounter them right away, you'll know at least the answer is, this is not the kind of person that I'm looking for. Here's a breakdown on one method that I found online. So first thing you want to do is think of a goal or a situation that you want to influence. So if it's the breakup or the moving forward or the healing process, you can kind of think of that and imagine just the situation in a truthful manner as it is, without emotional, just as a truthful thing. And now think about that experience and visualize a result that you want to reach in regards to that situation. So really visualize where you're headed, what you are looking to, where you'd like to be, and just see yourself in that situation. And now create a mental movie of how you picture that goal or situation ideally turning out in the future. So that ideal thing that could, how things could work out to where you are just, the movie has gotten to that beautiful, happy resolve where all the challenges our protagonist went through, our protagonist being you and me, all those challenges played out in a way that really served us, and we are now in the best possible climactic moment of the movie where we can happily roll credits. And then, you know, even think about, imagine in your mind what that looks like, and think about the, you know, the sounds, the where you are in the world as that kind of a thing is happening, the kinds of words that people are going to say to you, the, you know, the time of day that it'll be, the, you know, the, whatever it is, like what clothes you're wearing, your favorite clothes, put yourself in anything that just puts you in a place that you can really just see this powerful future of what it is that it is from where you are now to where you want to be. And then rinse and repeat, like do it again, play that scene over and over in your mind, and just really allow it to come to you especially if you're in a place of hurting or pain. Visualize this place that you know you're moving towards. Visualize this place that you want to be, and know that your mind is working on ways to get you there. And it really is, it's a cool trick to kind of get you there a little bit quicker. Sometimes just identifying where we want to be is most of the battle in getting where we want to be. You know, you don't turn on your phone and start, say, navigate to somewhere. You know, you've got to know where you're headed in order for that tool to start working and start giving you directions on how to get there and how to find that fastest route. And so this really is such a powerful way to just start asking those empowering questions and future forward and allow that magic to work. So with that in mind, I want to just chat a little bit about some of the ways that you can set yourself up to manifest some of those desires and take it even just one step further on this. So one is, I'm a fan of meditation, deep breathing, and I hope you are too, because it's such a powerful tool. This is one of those opportunities this is a mild meditation where you can basically, you know, take good three good, slow, deep breaths. And anytime we can give ourselves oxygen to breathe and just really like it has a calming effect, and it allows us to visualize and think more clearly. So the first thing we want to do is just get ourselves into that clear space. So release any of their negative connotations or disbeliefs in your power to be happy, and just let all of that go, and just take a moment to just just shut those negative voices out and start with a clean, blank, beautiful blue sky that you get to, it's your canvas that you can put whatever you want on there. And it doesn't, in fact, it shouldn't be any kind of negative. It should all be powerful. This is your moment to take a little time to build your imaginary, beautiful, future, actual place. So set yourself free from those limiting beliefs that are blocking you, and just allow yourself to really be open and know that only from here on, from this moment forward, you're only allowing good, positive energy in. And then you want to really look for some clarity, and think, as you're visualizing this blank canvas of your life that you get to paint, really have those specifics and focus on things that excite you. I love saying, you know, like whenever somebody asks, what should I do? What makes you smile the most is really my favorite answer. And I think this is one of those opportunities to, like, if you can think of something right now that puts a smile on your face that you're like, oh, that would make me happy. That's the kind of thing to start painting your canvas with. These things that can make you happy, get your intention, be unapologetic about what you want. If this is something that you want and desire, and you know it's going to make you a better, happier person, then who's to judge, you know? And for especially you, please don't judge yourself. Don't do the job of anyone else. Like, it's so easy in this world to like overthink what everyone else is going to think, and then prevent ourselves from doing that thing that's going to make us happy. And this is the opportunity to just, without any kind of timid essence about you, just run towards something that makes you happy and set that intention of, this is where I want to go. And then it's just a matter of letting that picture build, and let it build to a place. And even if at this point, even if it seems unrealistic, just let it keep building. Just let it blossom into this beautiful thing that you can think of. You can go there, and then you know, take a minute to just enjoy that place. Allow yourself a few minutes to hang out in this world that you just created in your mind. That's somewhere that you feel happy, and hopefully you've shifted to a place of, from any stress you might have been feeling, to now you've got this. So this, if nothing else, you now have a place that you can think about and just have a little peace and keep this place. This is like a sanctuary that's yours. Like, nobody can take this from you. It's always yours. If you ever need to take a few deep breaths and just visualize this powerful future that you are working towards. So think it, feel it, believe it. And then the important part at this point is to relax and trust, and just know that the work is already starting. Like, these things, your brain just received such a powerful image, and the emotional trigger of what you were just feeling, your brain is already working on creating this and figuring out ways. You don't know all those answers yet, but your brain is like it now has an assignment. It's the computer in your head that you just hit send and it's going through looking for ways. So as you visualize this over and over, your brain will continually remind itself, oh yeah, that's my number one job because I want to feel that happiness. That's where I need to get. And so, but what's cool about this process is you don't have to actively, work on it, but you don't have to actively do as much as you might think. It will present itself. So keep that in mind, hang out, embrace where you are, and know that like it's already on its way. And the universe actually wants those things for you. Like it really is just as powerful as like getting out of our own way and allowing those good things that we crave to become more and more present in our lives. All right, so I'm going to leave you with just a list of a bunch of empowering questions so that if you just for some reason can't come up with any awesome questions to ask yourself, steal these, use them, and just embrace all the goodness that can come from asking yourself these kinds of questions. And I'm not even going to give you any more samples of disempowering questions because I have a feeling you already know many of those. I know I did. I know I still do. I still catch myself asking the wrong questions, asking questions that aren't helping me get to a better place. But right now, we're focused on the good questions, all the kinds of things that can get you there. So here's my list that I compiled from a bunch of different places, and I think they can assist you on your journey. So please use these, ask yourself, and write them down, take them, use them however you want. It will help shapeshift your life. So number one, how can you take care of yourself in this moment? Awesome way to look at things. What excites you? I love that one. What excites you? What's your motivation? What motivates you? What is that thing that's getting you to just move? And there's so many times that we're like, we feel like we can't even move or we can't even eat, but what's that thing? There's something in us that can motivate us and grab a hold of that. This is a good one. What's the best thing that could possibly happen? What's the best outcome that I could have based on where I am right now? What is the best thing that could happen? What's the best way forward? That's a great one too. And then your brain starts thinking about, okay, well, what is the best way forward? Okay, cool. So that's awesome question towards finding a process. What do you want your life to be about? That's a good one too. Big bold journey towards whole life purpose. Who do you want to be and what experiences do you want to create? How does that serve you in terms of who you are and who you want to be? Are you giving your best where you have your best to give? I like that one too. A lot of times, we forget to put it in so we can get it out. What do you want to accomplish? I like that too. There's a lot of these that are motivation, driven. And I put these in here because I know when I was going through the breakup that I went through, that was a big part of it, was just getting motivated. I was struggling to just get anything done. But that was actually, it was interesting because that was a big part of what helped me move forward, was saying, okay, I have to get this done. I have to move to this place. I have to check this box. So what do you want to accomplish gets you something. And then, how do you want to accomplish it? What do you want to do more of each day? What do you want to spend your time doing more of? If this situation were to never change, what's the one quality you need to truly enjoy it? That's kind of a fun one too. It so empowering to you, because it's like the situation isn't you. Whatever situation you're in, you know, it makes me think of Nelson Mandela. And it's like, what's the one quality you need to truly enjoy it? You're locked in prison. What can you do? You have the power. Like, you, no matter, that's, I love it. You're, no matter how imprisoned you are, how tremendously difficult your situation is, you have the power to choose to enjoy it. What's right with this picture? What can you be grateful for right now? How can you make the most of this situation? What's the best action I can take to move towards my dream situation? Who would solve this problem well? I like this one because it's a great way to figure out who you might need to call and talk to. I know I reached out to a lot of people, and I was like, I thought of people who had gone through similar situations, and this kind of a question really allows you to say, wow, they got through it. How did they do it? And reach out to those people. But this is a great way to just start down that path, asking that right question. Who would solve this problem well? And then even if you can't reach out to them, or you are uncomfortable reaching out to them, just ask yourself, how would they do it? How would this person who would solve this well go about doing it? And here's a fun one. What would insert famous or interesting person X, Y, or Z do in this sort of a situation? And that goes along with, what would the protagonist of a great movie do in this situation? That was one that really got me through. Like, I really had to just visualize, okay, this is, if I'm watching a movie, how does this movie get better? How does this movie go to a point? Like, what movie do I want to watch for the rest of my life? Do I want to watch somebody spiral down? Or do I want to watch somebody take this amazing challenge and build something awesome out of it? What are you pointing your camera at? I don't know if you can tell, but I sometimes think about movies. What are you pointing your camera at? And this is a great one too. I love the visualization of somebody. One of my friends actually told me, you know, just be careful looking in the rearview mirror, because it's a small distorted perspective of things, but it also distracts you from all the things coming your way. And so we really do need to think about, what are we going to point our camera at? What are we going to focus on? And and it can potentially be really dangerous to not look at what's coming up. Like, what's our next thing? So what are we pointing our camera at? What are we focusing on? What are we fixating on? What's one small step for now? I like that one too, because that's so big. Even if we can clearly identify where we are, we've got our visualization, we're like, yeah, I know that's where I want to be, but how do we get there? Take one small step. What's one small step that you can do? What can you be the best at in the world? What's the most effective thing for me to focus on? This is good too. It's really self-reflective. Are you asking the right questions? Just ask yourself and identify if you are. And then ask every time, you know, if you're struggling with how to like get to that place where you are at, you know, like really trying to do this, ask yourself each time you kind of get into that conversation within your mind, say, is this an empowering question? And sometimes take a moment to just identify those moments that they're not, and say, okay, how can I reframe that to where it is an empowering question? What's the goal? What's your goal? What are your goals? What would success look like? Some of these are a little bit repetitive. What do you need to be successful? That's good too, because it's not just, that's about finding the vehicle to get there. It's not like just, what is that success look like? Well, what do you actually need to get there? Is what you're currently doing working? Is it effective? What do you use to measure whether it's effective? What are your tests for success? How do you know that it's working? And then how can I do this better? And then with each thing you're going through, will this action move me closer to my goals? Will this action move me closer to my visualized, happy, healthy self? What is best for you? And this is powerful, the part of it being what is best for you. I know in that situation, a lot of times we try to deflect the fact of caring for ourselves and just, you know, because it's too hard, it's too much pain. And so we'll focus on everyone else for a second, you know, and it's the whole put your own oxygen mask on first. And you have to ask that question, what is best for you right now? And you have to take this time to be a little bit selfish. And what is best for you? And maybe that answer is helping others is best for me. Okay, cool. You answered the question. But at least you know that you are taking care of yourself. You're doing what you need. And that's a really powerful thing at this in this place. What's the best thing for you right now? I like that. The immediacy of it all is like, because that's all we have really is this moment. Like this is the moment that you can actively make a decision to affect your future. So what is the best thing for you right now? What's the next best thing to do? What's currently lifting you up? That's a cool one too, to just focus on those people and those things that are actually feel-goods. And what excites you? What do you want to experience? What do you want to experience more of? How can you use this? And that can be, you know, in relation to an experience or something that like that you all of a sudden have in your life, like whether it's a friend, or how can you use this to move forward towards your desired outcome? What's the right thing to do? That's a fun question. Is now the right time for this action? Does your schedule reflect your priorities? This is great. I love getting into the whole timing of things too, because there are times that, yeah, you do need to, you know, move or whatever. Like for me, I had to, I did not want to be in the same small town. And so for me, it was like, I was like, I need to take action. And there's a process in which you have to move. But, you know, so it's just figuring out like what's like, there's a way to do it to where you're actually self-sabotaging, but then there's also the way to do it to where you're actually helping yourself provide what you need, to heal. So that's a great one. Is now the right time for this action? If you had all the time in the world, how would you spend your time? I like that one too, because it just dives right back into the visualization of, you know, what's your ideal thing, you know? And it's like the more we can visualize ourselves in some happy place, the more we trigger that reticular activating system and really program our brains to start figuring out ways to get there. If you had all the money in the world, how would you spend it? Another fun one to play with. And again, there is a lot of power in these questions, and asking them in that positive, constructed way is the key to all of this. And that same exact question can lead to a despair of not enoughness or whatever. But that defeats the purpose of this exercise. So beware of that. Know that it's a potential, but still play the game and like start imagining you have all the money in the world. What are some things you're going to do? Because then it allows you to work towards that goal, not to beat yourself up because you're not there, but to identify some areas that you want to move towards. And the number one way to be happy in life is to know that you are making progress. So if you know you can feel growth, you're working towards something, that's going to put a smile on your face. That's going to make you happy. What would make life more wonderful for you? How can you work toward that wonderful life? And then this is great. How can you do those actions more effectively? What are the good things about you? This is such a good one to look in the mirror and just list out what are the good things about you. You know, and it can be a physical thing. It can be like something, but just to write it down, take the time to actually write the answers to this, like, and other things. So look at what are those good things that you know deep within your soul, these are good things about me. And then take it a step further. What are the great things about you? Write those down, the great things, like not just good things, but like, because you should have a list a mile long about the good things about you. And then what are those great things? What are those things that are just great? And then just for fun, let's kick it up a notch. And what are the extraordinary things about you? What are those things that are just like, and this isn't about anyone else, it's you. Like those things that you are like, I love this about me. Like, I don't care if anyone else likes it, but I love that about me. I love it so much that I will not hold it back. I will not prevent it from being a part of the world. I love that part about me. Embrace and celebrate those things, those good, great, and extraordinary things about you. And that wraps up my list of empowering questions that ask them, feel them, let them sit within you, let them ruminate, and just watch the spiral upward. It is a powerful tool that you can use to ask empowering questions as you're going through this pain, and you can really shift yourself quickly with this kind of just change and reframing the way you're looking at things. And not only that, you're gonna make growth happen a lot more rapidly as well. So that's it. That's all I've got on asking empowering questions, asking the right questions. This is a powerful one. I love that I get to do this. I love that I get to share this with you guys. I'm so honored that you're listening. I love every week there are more, you know, downloads, and it's just a cool thing. So I really appreciate this. If you get something out of this, be sure to share it with your friends, share it with your enemies, just share it. Cause this is a powerful thing that we don't, you know, we don't necessarily have to spend a lot of time. It's important to go through it and feel the emotions, but we don't have to live there. We don't have to spend years and years down in this dark place. And life is just such a short, precious gift that I really hope this gets to somebody. You know, the way I look at it is if it gets to just one person out there who finds some value in reframing the way they're thinking about it, and they're able to heal a little bit faster, and they have even an extra week of life that they don't have to feel this pain, that they're working towards their true self and their loving happiness, then it's all worth it, and it's all good. So yeah, have a beautiful week. Take care, be patient, and feel better faster.